Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Lou Hoger. He is the SHIP counselor at Dallas County Hospital, and we are talking about the Senior Health Insurance Information Program. So, Lou, thank you for joining me, and just tell me a little bit about what it is that you offer with this program.
Well, first of all, we offer information on Medicare enrollment at retirement, and we also, during open enrollment, are able to help people find more cost-efficient prescription drug plans for the following year. I'd like to start out with two important points about Medicare enrollment that I've discovered in my year and a half working as a SHIP counselor. First of all, one needs to understand the rules regarding Medicare enrollment. Some people are overly concerned about making sure they enroll in time, but I also have run across people who enrolled too early. And people need to understand that if they are working for an employer and are covered by an employer medical plan, they need not enroll in Medicare Parts A and B. They need to understand that. And if they do enroll in Medicare Parts A and B while they're covered and they work past 6 months, then they will incur some circumstances unfavorable to them because they did not find a Medicare supplement during the first 6 months of A and B. I know that's very complicated, which is why people need to talk to a SHIP counselor when they're getting ready to retire and when they're looking at enrollment in Medicare. And then, of course, there's also the late or non-enrollment in Parts B and Parts D, the prescription drug plan, which can also result in rather severe penalties over time. And so I'm really there most of all to provide information to people about Medicare Parts A, Parts B, and D, to explain those and then to explain the difference between traditional Medicare and Medicare supplements for Parts A and B and Medicare Advantage, which most people see advertised on TV. And even though it's called Medicare Advantage, in many cases it is not an advantage to people. And because of the co-pays that can be experienced later as one ages a little bit and one sees more doctors and has more treatments and different things. There's also something new on the Iowa scene this year that was just presented to us at our fall update, and it's actually an option to a traditional Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage, and it's called a Medicare Cost Plan. And it's a hybrid in that, like a Medicare Advantage plan, one must be in a network. It has a premium, whereas most Medicare Advantage plans do not have a premium. But it works differently, and it would be advantageous for a lot of people to consider. And I must also add that if one is already enrolled in a Medicare supplement, you're married to that supplement in the sense that you will never again have a guaranteed issue of a supplement. So if you have one, you're probably going to have to keep it unless you're very healthy and well and what some insurance company wants to insure you. But on the other hand, those prescription drug plans, we want to look at those every year to see if it's advantageous for you to continue in that plan next year. And then also during open enrollment, they are able to change Medicare Advantage plans because most Medicare Advantage plans include the prescription drug coverage. They can also switch from Medicare Advantage to the new cost plan if they would choose that. The Medicare cost plan just this year has been expanded to 57 counties in Iowa, and Dallas County is one of those counties that is served by a cost plan.
That's a lot of information. So I admit I was kind of lost there, so I can only imagine how other people feel when they're faced with this sort of information. It's a lot of information. So how do you kind of help them break down that as a SHIP counselor?
First of all, I start out, especially if people are new to Medicare or preparing for retirement. A lot of people do not even understand the difference between Parts A and Parts B. And Parts A is primarily hospitalization. Parts B is everything else. Doctor's visits, procedures, tests, that sort of thing. And there is coverage and there are deductibles that come into place. And then what does it mean? I can show them the limits of Medicare. Most people could not afford to live on Medicare. That Medicare supplement is very, very important for covering those added expenses, those expenses that people incur just under Medicare. For example, I might put somebody's prescription drugs into our plan finder and find out that with Medicare, which really doesn't provide prescription coverage, those medications could cost them $15,000 next year. With a prescription drug plan, it might cost them $3,400 next year, which is still expensive, but certainly a difference. And if one does not enroll in that prescription drug plan at the beginning, penalties incur, and those penalties are actually based on the number of months that you were not enrolled. So I had a couple in their 80s who never had a prescription drug plan. Their penalties, just the penalty for the drug plan, will be about $45 each per month for the rest of their lives. So that's a very serious thing.
Absolutely. So you help them with this. Now, if anyone listening out there wants to meet up with you or any of the other SHIP counselors in the area, how can they go about doing that?
They can call 1-800-351-4664. That's 1-800-351-4664. And that gets them to the SHIP office in Des Moines under the Insurance Commission. If they want to make an appointment with me, they can call Dallas County Hospital. And my number direct is 465-7578. That comes to my office, 465-7578. And if I'm not in my office, the answering service will give them my cell phone number. So they can reach me by calling 465-7578. As I was preparing for this afternoon's interview, I had one phone call and made an appointment for next Friday, just as we were getting ready for this. So it's important that people call now to get those appointments scheduled, because that calendar does fill up.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, Lou Hoger with the SHIP program, anything else that you would like to let our listeners know about today?
No, but I do know that Medicare can be overwhelming. For most people, it's like going through a maze. And most people in Iowa understand corn mazes. And the greatest joy I get from what I do is being able to help people manage getting through that maze and getting the piece of the cheese at the end of the maze.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lou Hoger. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.